wanted to first share our experience of chanting the holy name, and then we wanted to ask your recommendations.
Yes.
How to progress?
Yes.
Because
holy name is not something mechanical. So
we're mechanical.
But
holy name is Radha and Krishna.
Yeah.
Not something. It's someone. We are one and a thing. We are one and a thing. We are one, Atma, consciousness. But the thing is the prakriti, the bhotik, the material energy is the thing. There's no thing for them. There's only consciousness, and it's all love. Radharani's all made of Mahabhav. She's the Prem Ashraya, and Krishna's the Prem Vishaya. So that Prem Ashraya is Hare, and the Prem Vishaya is Ram and Krishna. So there's no thing there. It's not something. Name is only, chit srupam, spiritual consciousness. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. Huh?
Yeah.
Nama Chintamani, do you know the verse?
Nama Chintamani, Krishna in
here. Everybody, in the deep verse, very deep verse. Nama Chintamani, Krishna's Chaitanya Ras, Rasa Vigra. It's Ras, the name is Ras, and it's Madhurya Ras, there's no anything else there. So, your experience in chanting.
I wanted to start to tell that 2 years ago.
How many years you're chanting in this life?
We're chanting for 8 years. We live in ashram, both Moscow ashram, Sankirtan. Premamrita.
Premamrita. Must be annoying, but names I forget sometimes.
Premamrita Das Brahmachari from Moscow. He used to live with you here and help you. Premamrita. The disciple of Bhaktivedanta Goswami.
Maybe many nice devotees, but I'm names I'm not good. I know a little bit of Krishna, but...
okay. Yeah, and so we practiced for 8 years.
Is someone else is out there? I heard some speaker. Hi, Bob. So you're chanting some 8-10 years.
We were chanting here for 8 years, and... 2 years ago when we were coming here, we were actually, both of us were feeling this, that we are not progressing in chanting, that our chanting is on the surface level. And it started to give some kind of crisis situation, like when you feel that your practice doesn't bring
a result.
Because you put in your efforts, trying life, but material desires, they don't leave, and the taste doesn't come. The Krishna doesn't become more.
This is the Yamuna. Well, you're speaking in. I heard someone speaking, usually Yamuna and Pranavallabha come. Pranavallabha is there?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Common thing. I mean, what what you're saying is like, thousands and millions. Jali Bankaro. Hey, how he does Bank? This nice devotee is asking a very basic question. He says, I've been chanting for 10 years, and so much effort and energy I'm putting into chanting, so many rounds, but I don't feel like I'm making any progress. I don't feel like I'm getting any taste or making any progress. Sound familiar? Yeah? Yeah, okay. It's not a new song. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we were started to pray in different holy places for that Krishna, he somehow reveals and helps in this situation. He poured his mercy by sending one devotee who inspired us a lot, both of us. Met Imuna Jivana Prabhu from Govardhan. This meeting, it changed a lot, affected a lot our chanting. Just a few times we came and spent several hours of talking how he inspired us to chant more and gave the support. We started chanting for 64 rounds every day and for about a year. It was our
1 year, 64 rounds.
1 year, yes, we did like this. But when we came to Russia, we found that that it's very, there was a lot of mercy. Holy name gave us strength to wake up earlier and to chant all the rounds until the deity greeting in the temple.
64 rounds?
Yeah, 64 rounds. We did in a very...
Serious?
Yeah, 32 before Mangalarati and another 32 before...
Japa period.
Yeah.
Yeah, like after until Shringharati.
Yeah.
2 hours, 3 hours, or whatever. Very fast and very...
Yeah. Yes. All the devotees, they started to see that something is going on with us, and they started to...
Dhenakasura.
And they started to...
this is the Gada. Garbhada. Sanskrit. Garbhada means Dhenaka. Dhenaka means the ass.
Yeah, and they started to even...
Kicking.
Yeah.
Ass goes like this, you know, kicking. Hey, why are you going? Why are you going up to... trying to get this Namphal.
Yeah.
You're trying to get this Namphal, this Rasam. This Nam Ras. This Prema Rasam, you know, Ras. As a Nam, you're trying to climb this tree. Well, what is this, you know? I'm protecting this tree, you know, and I can't eat those fruits, and I'm not tasting that tall Ras, and either you got hot tongue. So you say, hey, Balaram, hey, Krishna. Kill this jackass.
Yeah.
So you had some opposition.
There was, yeah.
Well, what does Prabhupada say? I mean, everyone's heard, you know, I did Sangharam for 6 years in the airport in L.A., 75 and 81. Only destroying Bhagavatams to men, you know, like businessmen, heavy stuff. And Prabhupada said, and then sometimes we get reaction. Prabhupada said, if the temple is preaching or devotees are preaching, and Maya reacts, you know, like what we call quote unquote demons come or opposition or fighting or rip up the book in front of us, many things. Or some bomb the temple. Sometimes in L.A. they would throw a bomb at the temple, shoot the temple. I was the temple president. People came at 1 o'clock in the morning. The temple shotgun stood up in front of the temple because the street goes by, Main Street. Boom, boom, boom. It's 3:30 in the morning. The devotees are in the temple chanting. The glass broke. The devotees had their folds in their dhoti and the folds in the front.
Yeah.
And the pellets, you know, little pellets, you know, shotgun, these little tiny little balls, you know.
Butts of the bullets. Yeah
little bullets. And they called shotgun. Many, many hundreds, 300. It came through the window or through the door, through the wooden door, and then he showed they were in his dhoti. their speed had slowed down, you know, by going through the door and then through the glass. So they were all stuck in his dhoti, but he was okay. These little fellas, if they hit him, he'd be finished. He was showing. He said, "Look, Maharaj, here's." And when the police came, we showed. They said, "Check this out." And you know, look at her. You know, we made a complaint naturally. So this is so, and we were at that, and during that time we were distributing thousand books, heavy book distribution, because I was temple president, book distributor, you know, at the same time. So it was big. And then you know, Prabhupada heard these things and he said, "Oh, Maya's reacting, this means you're progressing in Krishna consciousness." So you're starting to climb the ladder of Nam Ras, no matter. And getting some it's called anubhav in Hindi, experience. You know, sakshat. Direct experience, the taste, the vision, the feeling, the taste, the vision. These three things come. The vision, inner vision of Krishna, and a heart taste, feeling, taste. Is like Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. And we're not like Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami wanted thousands, millions of tongues. Millions of years. You know, we have 2 ears and we fall asleep. one tongue and 2 ears and we Hare Krishna fall asleep. He wanted millions of ears to hear and tongues to chant. So then that's very nice. And then they said, "Oh, what is this? This, that?" You know, Prabhupada said and this and that, and everybody said.
Yeah, they were like this, and also on every lecture when all the devotees get together, they started to throw stones.
Sometimes devotees think that,
yeah.
And I've been in the temple. I've been in a temple as a sannyasi ISKCON guru, sitting right there, and some Brahmin Prahari is giving lecture, right? In Bhagavatam. So I also come to class. And I'm staying 1 week in the temple, 2 weeks. I give my 1 day, and then I'm sitting here listening. So he says, some sannyasis, they think that by staying in the holy dham, just staying in the holy dham, not traveling and preaching, this is a way to progress. But the Prabhupada was not, did not like this. No, I was like, I just came from Radhakund to Delhi to preach for a week in a temple, and this guy is half my age and like, you know, 5 years in the movement, and he's telling me, and it's like, Jai Radhe. Talk about amazing experiences you're having, and what, so you can imagine, it's this type of mentality, and people are everywhere. Mm. No one wants you to go up, everyone wants you to go down. If you're down, then you're below me, because I'm up. So in other words, don't equal me and don't go beyond me. Now what? Now what was your response to all those bombardments?
We couldn't accept this because we felt that it's Krishna, so how can we, the sense of all the instructions of Rupa Goswami, 24 hours, remember and chant, so we couldn't kind of...
Mahaprabhu said, Nirantara Japa Lao. Nirantara Japa Lao, Chaitanya Bhagavat. He mentioned that yesterday. Nirantara, no end, no stop, Japa. Chant Japa, yeah, without end. Take Lao means take the name. Nam Lao, take the name without cessation, without stopping. And then you try to do that. It's tough, you know, individual progress in bhajan and also institutional parameters and limitations. Very difficult to make the two work. Yeah? So now, so where do you stand now?
And but then the because this pressure, it automatically caused some offenses in the mind. They started to happen even without our desire. We tried to avoid, but
yeah,
this automatically happened. And this thing, it affected a lot our practice. And, it became really difficult to continue to practice in a stable platform.
Yeah, disturbed mind.
Yes, and it became, in the beginning it was really easy to chant 64 rounds and be able to listen to Krishna Katha all the free time and prepare to do lectures and preach, do all the things.
What better thing than that?
Yeah,
that's the perfection of a sangha. You know, perfection of a tree is when that first fruit comes out. Oh wow! You know, all the fruits are still in a bud stage. All the flowers fell off and became bud, and now one fruit comes first. Oh, and the rest of the tree is saying, "Oh, look, you made it! You're a fruit. You became a fruit. Oh, we're coming soon. We'll join you." So they think, and pretty soon, all the tree is full of nice yellow mangoes, 3,000, 4,000 mangoes, one tree. And they're all shining, happy. Like this. So a sangha, sarasanga is like a tree. And in that tree of the sarasanga, in that tree there's so many flower-like devotees. Every devotee is like a flower, pushpa. So we're all flowers, and we all want to become fruits. Destiny of a flower is to become fruit. Flower, then flower bud, flower falls up, makes a little thing, bud, it's called bud. I mean, seed, like, the flower becomes fertilized and eventually makes fruit. No flower, no fruit. So now, devotees should encourage each other.
Yeah.
Another thing is that there's two things, devotees are tested in two ways. They're tested by Krishna, and they're tested by Maya. There's two types. But even Maya is a devotee. Maya means Yoga Maya, Purnamasi. And she loves Krishna. She's Krishna's younger sister, Yoga Maya. She's born in Gokul. On Nomi. Krishna was born in the midnight of Ashtami, and she was born in Nomi, a little after. The change became ninth day means Nomi. Eighth day, the ninth day. So when Maya tests you in the form of the devatas, it probably mentions in some purports, the devatas, Indra, Varun, Chandra, Surya, the devatas. They see, oh, this yogi, this sadhaka, bhakti yogi, he's making serious commitments, serious advancement. And then they send obstacles. Send women to men, or men to women, or send opposition like this, gossiping, or defamation, or many things, anything they can send. And then Vishnu Chakravarti is telling in his tika, in the Bhagavatam, and 10th canto, and a Brikasura chapter, Krishna, Brikasura got a benediction. Brikasura got a benediction from Shiva to crack heads, touch a head and with crack. And he started chasing Shiva. He said, I'm going to crack Shiva's head, then enjoy his wife, Parvati. That was his idea. So this is not a typical Asura idea. While you have wife, I enjoy your wife. I kill you, enjoy your wife. No, this is demoniac. Asura Sampat. So he's chasing then, and Shiva's he's afraid. That's how we tell it in the Bhagavad Puran. So Krishna takes the form of a young boy, then he stops and he says, oh, what are you doing? You believe Shiva? He's with all tamagun all the time. He's probably lying, you know? He's in low mode of nature. You can't trust. Look, you should just check to make sure that what that benediction and blessing that Shiva gave, that it really works. So just try it out, touch your head and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, then you can curse that Shiva. So the man was bewildered by the charm and beauty of the young boy. It was Gopal Krishna. It's such innocent words. So yeah, let me try it. He touched his head, crack open, boom, finished. So then, this is an example where, in that tika, in that commentary there, this Vishnu Chakravarti, 1088.8, he's telling about how Krishna arranges for the karma of his devotees. And then Vishnu poses a question in his own tika. But that's only for advanced devotees, not regular devotees. And then Vishnu says, like we may ask, and we do ask, people have asked me. And then Vishnu Chakravarti says, so no, you may ask that, but this is wrong. It's also for even the very beginning devotee. Very beginning devotee, Krishna will test him and maybe send some arrangement, his karma is actually karma. What we think is karma is being given by Krishna. The opposition or whatever, the challenge or the difficulty. So sometimes Krishna directly tests us. For example, in your case, we could look at it, take it this way, that Krishna is testing because you're chanting and surrendering, and as you surrender to Krishna, he rewards you, and you wanted reward, you wanted experience, that was your demand, that was your sankalpa, and then you perform tapasya and austerity, you gave up sleep, you gave up eating, and you were chanting over and over again, taking shelter of his name with prayers and submission, and crying your heart out. So Krishna started to reciprocate. He's Bhaktivatsalya. He's very affectionate to the devotee. So he reciprocated. But Vatsalya means affectionate, like a mother to her child. How long can the child cry before the mother pays attention? A little bit, this is a fake cry. But then relentlessly crying, then she's okay, that's it. It must be something. It's going on for a long time. So Krishna's like a mother, a big Jagat Janani, mother of the universe, Jagat Janani. So so much compassion. He can manifest from anywhere to be in front of the devotee. When Nanda Baba was in some part of Braj Mandal, it's called Ambikavan. No, I said Nanda Baba, Krishna's father. Nanda Baba, maybe couldn't understand. Nanda Baba, I didn't say Anantas, maybe son, it's okay. My accent, you don't understand. But Nanda Maharaj, that was because I say Babi, think it's on Babaji. Nanda Maharaj, Sri Nanda Maharaj, this was around this time of the year, very same time of the year, end of February. it was Shiv Chaturdasi, which is coming up on the 14th, huh? This month, in this Magmas. So he went to Ambikavan, and Prabhupada's purport in Krishna book, he says that's in Gujarat. But Nanda Maharaj didn't go to Gujarat. Because all holy, it's a famous deity of Ambika. Ambika is the name for Durga. And the Krishna's nurse also. Krishna has a nurse. And Radha Krishna Ganadeja Deepika says Krishna has a nurse. Kalimba, and Ambika. Ambika. So it's a lady's name, Ambika. So this is one form of Durga. So she's a very famous form of deity worship in Gujarat. But all these holy places are also in Braj. There's Dwarkas in Braj, Mathuras in Braj, and everything is here. Even there's a place, Mathura is Mathura, but Mathura is also here in Braj Mandal. And Dwarka is here, and Prayag, and Badrinath, Adi Badrinath is here, Adi Kedarnath, you know, there's Kedarnath way up in the Himalayas, and also here in Kamyavan. Kamyavan, Kedarnath, Badrinath, everything's here. So Ambikavan is in Braj Mandal, so it's like maybe 50 kilometers from Nandagaon. So Nanda Baba went there to do puja. Krishna was in Nandagram. And when Nanda Maharaj was there doing puja, at night they were sleeping in a big python. Big python is a big snake. Very big. It can swallow a human being. It opens up the mouth and swallows. So he started swallowing Nanda Maharaj's leg. He's called Vidyadhara. It's called Vidyadhara. It's in the Krishna book. Vidyadhara. Demon or whatever you want to call it. Liberation of Vidyadhara. So then when he was there, he said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. Mahabaho means very strong arms. Mahabaho. He called out, Krishna, Krishna, please save me, save me. Bachao, bachao. So then Krishna, as soon as he said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Krishna was there, yes, Father, what's wrong? Oh, he says in the Bhagavatam, in the Sanskrit, he looks at Krishna, as soon as he said that, Krishna appeared before him. It's like something out of a Superman movie or something, materialized, you know, like Star Trek or something. Where is that person? Yes, I'm here, you know, some dry ice or something. Oh, you came, yes, I just came out of the space, which the dark holes between the atoms or whatever, you know. So science five. So Krishna is he's everywhere. So you were experiencing him. He came to you. You're calling him with the name, and he came, and you were experiencing him. And then he became. Then he said, "Oh, you're relishing this. So let me see how determined you are." So Krishna came to Krishna came to test your determination by appearing as opposition in the form of God brothers. This one. There's one amazing letter in Prabhupada's letters books. It says, Prabhupada's writing himself to someone. He said, my only enemies are my God brothers. He said, the Kasko Swamis and Kasko Swamis, they're opposed to me. Kasko Swamis and Jati Gosais or something like that. They are opposed to me. But especially my real only enemies are my God brothers. Because Prabhupada oftentimes would mention the purport, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, about his envious God brothers. A lot of times he wouldn't mention their names though. He would say like the same thing that your classes in Bhagavatam were indirectly talking about you. Prabhupada writes one purport. Sometimes the God brothers of the spiritual master may not appreciate the his preaching efforts all around the world. And they may speak badly against him. Prabhupada's writing that in the purport. And he's actually talking about, you know, Damodar Maharaj, who owned the property right next to, you know, ISKCON, Mayapur. And many times we asked if we could buy that property because it was right next. He said no. And it was all. So many God brothers in Mayapur area, they were working against the plans of Prabhupada to expand. You must be knowing. So history repeats itself. When I first read that quote when the Prabhupada's letters came out in an early edition, was not official edition, but it was printed in Mexico. All Prabhupada's books were printed in four or five brown books, just brown, just local printing in Mexico by one sannyasi, Mexican sannyasi, my godbrother, and had all Prabhupada's letters. 1978, after Prabhupada left. They were never available when he was here. It's private. It's not really Shastra. People use Prabhupada's letters today as if they're Shastra. You know, they quote the letters book. But Prabhupada never did. And they were never published as a BBT publication, nor did he write anything that they should be. But out of our love and attachment to Prabhupada, we did. I mean, this one sannyasi did independently. He snatched all the letters and photocopied them all in LA archives, BBT. And then he went to Mexico and printed them, and they were underground. They didn't come up, they became official kind of BBT publication 90 or something, 95, or long after. Big fat green ones or something like that. So there, this letter was there, and I saw that in 78, and I'm only 3 years, you know, I was initiated in 75. I thought, how amazing! I couldn't believe it. How is it possible? Because the godbrothers at that time were some my friends, my everything, my godbrothers. And Prabhupada's saying his godbrothers are his only enemies. I couldn't understand. But then after 30 years or 35 years, I understood, oh yeah, I can understand something what Prabhupada's saying. Very interesting. So you felt you maybe, because they were attacking you?
I wouldn't say so.
I mean, just, you know, there's different ways to attack.
Yeah.
You can psychologically torment someone. Like, what do you think husbands and wives do? They psychologically torment each other by their speech and by their facial expressions, by their actions. They don't, you know, if they're halfway civilized, they don't smack and crack and hit. But the tone of voice, the way they talk, and the language, and the sarcasm, oftentimes one party, the wife or the husband, speaks very sarcastically all the time with the husband. And that's just, it's just like sticking a knife in his ego, you know. Well, if someone sticks a knife in your back, your ego, it's painful. It's very, very painful. What does it say in Gita? About Arjuna? No, that's true. And that's the fact about toleration in case of this. But I'm talking about the needle and how it's painful, how a needle in the ego is painful, and also a needle in the, knife in the ego and a knife in the back is painful. There is something Krishna is telling Arjuna about this. For one who has been honored, do you know this verse? For one, do you know the word honor? Honor, yeah, means respected, like, you know, worshipped or whatever, you know, high, big person. For one who has been honored, dishonor or disrespect is worse than death. I mean, that's the English translation. You maybe have Russian, different language, or so you can't exactly recall. But that Sanskrit is there. And because these are different psychological things, ways that Krishna was trying to incite and encourage Arjuna to pick up his bow. You're honored. You're called Gandiva Raj. Gandiva is the name of his bow. And you're the king. You're the king of that Gandiva. You're a Panch Pandava. You're Arjuna, the mighty archer. Well, and now you're acting like a wimp. You know, you want to leave the battlefield and, you know, throw your bow and run off like a sannyasi. What is this? So Krishna was like pinching his ego. Hey, you're an honorable, you're a Kshatriya, you're a Pandava. You're the best archer in Duryodhana's school. I mean, not Duryodhana, what do you call it? Dronacharya. In Dronacharya's school, you know, you studied archery and fighting. He's the best archer. Actually, Karna was better. It's a long story. You know, Ekalavya or Karna. I mean, it was Ekalavya, I forget. Karna, I think. But there's some other thing about that. I can't remember. So now, where you stand now? Back to 32 rocks. What's the basic question? That's the other thing. It's a long introduction there.
Now is the unstable practice. Unstable, which is sometimes it's 32, sometimes it's 48, but it's not the same as when you do on a regular basis and you are absorbed in chanting in Krishna Katha. And now we just want to recover, but because of this kind of offenses from the mind, there were no like real quarrels actually, but still the situation when you want to, when you require a shelter and you receive this kind of
Well, it forces you to become totally because you know the sangha can be very nice and also very painful. But that's the external association of the bahir sangha. But antar sangha, associating with Krishna in the heart and the acharyas in the heart, and feeling their presence and invoking, calling their presence into your heart, and sitting with them to chant. You know, sitting with the six Goswamis in Sevakunj and chanting and in front of Damodar and feeling that they're with you. And because I stayed there 3 years in the Damodar Mandir, I used to chant many times late at night in front of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. The temple was locked, and wasn't locked that door, so I came out of the kitchen, Prabhupada's kitchen. I go in the back, Ekadasi, stay up all night, sit there, chant. And you're chanting in the presence of Rupa Goswami. There's not any place. Go to Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, right here. Or Vishwanath, and just chant. So they become your Sangha. Mm. If the immediate Vaishnava Sangha is not supportive, then call down the transcendental beings from the divine plane. They're not limited by time and space. They're not in physical bodies, they're transcendental. Bodies of pure consciousness, prema vastu. Our bodies are made of prema. Vastu means a substance, vastu, you know, space, substance. And you say, oh please, oh Rupa Goswami, oh Raghunath Das, oh Prabhupada. Prabhupada started this con, and Mukunda Swami's memoirs are there. And he wrote some memoirs of Prabhupada Mukunda Swami. I was told directly by so many devotees when I wrote my art chanting. When Prabhupada first started ISKCON in New York, he said, I want everyone to chant 64 rounds. everyone was leaning on the wall. There's a New York city in 1966, I mean. It's 11:30 at night, and Prabhupada, no one's asleep yet. No, it's 11:30. I said, why is it so late? And Prabhupada was in his apartment in the back. You know, they were in the temple. So they're trying to chant their 64 rounds. And the best anyone has done so far is 31. This is from 7 in the morning till 12 o'clock at night. and it seems pretty difficult. Sriracha. Okay, we'll discuss tomorrow. So tell everybody to take a rest. So then Prabhupada said 32. And then finally he said, no. And then, okay, 16 was the final thing. Minimum. 16. Of course, quality is another thing. That's the real thing. Quality. I mean, you're actually there with the name. Some people will preach big numbers. It's also very good. And some people preach quality. Any number, but quality. But then some people preach big numbers and quality. And that's the best. I'm often asked this question, especially by non-initiated devotees who don't have a quota on their head, although they're striving to meet that quota for the required requirements of their particular guru. Some gurus I know require 64 rounds, you know, Brijvasi gurus, you know, living here. And some require 16, depending on the laws or, you know, predilection of the devotee or whatever institution. So the people ask me, they say, you know, it's supposed to 16, but I'm good, I can chant about 8, and my mind is good after that. I said, make your quality of your 8 very good. Very good. I get a strong taste, and then move forward. They said, I have good taste, my mind is sent, I'm peaceful with 8. I said, oh, then stay with 8. No, we go to the temple to say after chant 16. They just keep saying one thing after chant. I said, everything is individual. You have to. The baby doesn't just start running, he walks. And so I think quality, I'm one of stressing quality more than numbers. But you have the sankhya, a daily sankhya that you set as your quota, and should be so, so deep, and the experience of the quality of those realms should be so profound that then that gives you, that charges you to do more. Not that you just say, okay, you tack on to this number, I'm going to do 64 no matter what. And then you, it's so much mechanical usually. But if you have a solid footing or foundation in 16, and then, okay, because you should usually chant in groups of four. It's called granti. Granti. Granti means not. Like not. Ridya grantamahu. A verse in Bhagavatam about this samsara, married life. Ridya grantamahu. Man-woman sangha, then ridaya grantamahu. That their hearts become... Ridaya means heart. Becomes grantiyahu, becomes tied up. The hearts of the husband and wife become very entangled and tied up, very attached, very hard to give up or attached to God and husband and wife. Or it's very difficult. So this four rounds is like a knot. No knot? You know, when you tie a string like this, you know. It takes like your shoes, you know, like tie a knot, you know, rope, you take rope and tie. So the four rounds, so you're chanting 16, say, okay, I'm going to chant 20. Super cool. You know, what I'm saying, my idea is increase your number when you get a solid taste and experience from the ones you're doing. Do four rounds. Like if I meet anybody, I'll say, try to chant four rounds. And then I'll explain about quality and what to feel and how to chant. And then perfect that. Like first the child's trying to, the baby, watch how the baby ends before he gets to the Olympics running. There's a few stages. First he's born. Then he's born, and then he lies on his belly, then he gets over on his back, and then, you know, gradually he's crawling, then this. So, and eventually he's running so fast, winning the medal. So I think japa, because we're really fallen in Kali Yuga. Manda manda samatiho, manda bhagi upadrita, kler doshana dehi raja, nasti ekamagana. All dosh and faults, and manda. Manda means slow, very dull. Manda sumanda. Manda means dull, slow. We can't get it, we don't understand. So therefore, many, many Gaudiya missions, they just say four rounds a day. Give Harinam. Maybe even Gopal Mantra. Diksha. It's like that. So you come down to a certain number that your mind will allow, you know, your situation will allow you. So now, increase that quality of that number by increasing different ways. If you look for, if you don't find, like, that's the whole idea of being a spiritualist. If you don't find support from your environment, you create a favorable environment within yourself. It's called self-realization. You can realize the self in association of others, or you can realize the self sitting in a cave alone for 50 years. Because you're always with God. And when you're meditating alone and chanting alone, God has a whole downline, as if you want to use modern language. He has a whole downline of divine celestial beings that come and visit the devotee, to speak to him, to guide him. Narada Muni, Vyasadeva. So many. Narada Muni is transcendental, all time phases in all places. He can appear anywhere. He appears in subterranean planets. He goes to Sutala Loka, to see Bali Maharaj in the bottom of the universe, Sutala. And he goes to heavenly planets to see Indra. He comes to earth to see hunters in the jungle, Adivasis. He goes in the middle of the jungle and sees the Adivasis. Mrigari. Mriga means animal, and Ari means enemy of. Mriga just means animal killer. That wasn't his name. It's just like saying, oh, Mr. Carpenter. What does he do? He works with wood. It's a name in England. In England, they have a name. His name is Mr. Carpenter. Carpenter means you have pieces of wood and you build a chair or a table. And that his name is Carpenter because that was his profession. Another guy's name is Mr. Smith. Why is he called Mr. Smith? Because he used to get iron, heat up iron on a fire, and hit it with a hammer and make horseshoes. That's called an ironsmith. Smith means a mystery. You know, mystery means a semi-skilled laborer. So that you go to England, Mr. Smith. So Mrigari means hunter. It's not his name. We say Mrigari the hunter. Oh, he's a hunter. His name is Mrigari. Yeah, you follow. The name Mriga means animal, and Ari means killer. He was a killer of animals. So he didn't have a name. We don't know what his name was. Narada Muni went to visit him in the jungle to give mercy. What to speak of the devotee alone doing meditation? Markandeya Rishi is in Himalayas. This is in 12th canto of Bhagavatam. Markandeya Rishi, he's one of the Chiranjeevs. Chiranjeev, jiva means life, Chiran means long time. For a long, long time, practically forever, there's that verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya to distribute Radharani's Mahabhav, Manjari Bhav. It slips my mind right now. It says, Chirat, the word there is Chirat. I can't think of the verses now. Anyway, so the Markandeya Rishi, he is there doing meditation, doing his bhajan. And while he was doing bhajan once, then celestial ladies came there, sent by Indra. Like I told you, Indra and the demigods try to test the bhajan. Test the bhajan resolve. The resolve, the determination of bhajan. So he sent all these beautiful ladies, celestial ladies, apsaras and devis, Ramboru, Tilotama, Orvashi. These are famous ladies of the, you know, the, those type of celestial ladies from the, some of them are Indra's associates, Urvasi and Tilotama Ramboru. Very, very beautiful ladies. And they're all celestial, they're all invisible. They're divine beings. And they came to him and he saw them. And they were trying to dance in front of him and make postures and attract, bewilder and attract his mind. And he looked at it, he just laughed. He said, "What is this?" And then from his own yogic power, he created more celestial ladies himself. It's the 12th canto of Bhagavatam. And these ladies were 10 times more beautiful than those. And those ladies, they looked as, "Oh my God, we're really looking bad." And they ran away out of embarrassment. And he told him, he says, "You go back to Indra and tell him not to do this nonsense." So these type of, so he's a devotee and he's a Vaishnava. So then subtle beings, they come. These are the negative ones, but also the Narada Munis come and other subtle beings. So when you're alone, the sages, Prabhupada was in Radhadamodar. This is told. Garga Muni, other people tell the story. And he was in his kitchen, and he was meditating, praying to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami appeared to him. Rupa Goswami's been in Goloka for 500 years. He's in Chinmoydeya. He's in the Samadhi. And his ashes are under the ground or whatever. And he saw him. And he spoke to him. And he said, "Swamiji, you go to the West." 1963. You go to the West and you preach the Bhagavatam, Gita, and the teachings of the Six Goswamis, and all of us Six Goswamis will be right behind you, will be right with you. He saw him. It's Prabhupada's own experience. So we can also have experience of these great devotees. So, this Sangha, Krishna, I want to feel, and this is a nice thing. How do you think devotees, they live alone for years and years and years?
They have Sangha of...
You see the way they write, the prayers they write. To Rupa, you know, Narottam is writing to Rupa and Shrupa Manjari, because they're seeing them. As they're seeing the Leelas and Vilapkusa Manjali and Radharas Sudaniti and all these great devotees, they're having sportis and visions of Radha and Krishna's Leelas. They're doing bhajan. and then they see the Leela, and they're there serving as Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Manjari, whomever, and then painting Radharani's feet, they're holding Radharani's feet in their hand and looking at and painting Alta on the bottom of her feet, and they can feel Radharani's feet, they can smell the fragrance of her feet, and they're touching Radharani's body, and they can feel the touch of her beautiful feet. They're totally absorbed in their Manjari Srup and their meditation, Sporti, and then they lose that vision, and then Radharani disappears. So they're having darshan of Radharani. Same way. So then, Raghunath Das is writing Sankalpa Seva Prakash or something like that. One prayer in Stavavali, where he's writing about his desire to learn different arts from different sakis. So what's happening is he's meditating on, I want to learn the art of singing and reciting and speaking poetry and riddles, and Radharani's best in that. And how will I get to learn all these beautiful arts so I can serve Radharani Krishna? Only Radharani can teach me. So he's praying, and then all of a sudden he sees Radharani, and she starts teaching him in his meditation. And then he loses that, and he writes, when will Radharani come to me and say, oh, you sucky, hey Manjari, and she'll take me by the hand and say, come with me, I want to take you, let's just you and me, you come alone with me, we'll go to Govardhan, to one Giri Kandara, we'll go to one cave in Govardhan, and I will teach you how to play the veena. And sing. So then you go to the cave of Govardhan with Radharani. Just you, the Manjari. Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Simbilakvasa Manjari. And it's sitting in the cave with Radharani, and she's showing how to play. And Krishna's walking by, and the veena, very high pitched, it goes a long way. And then Krishna hears the veena, and he goes there. He looks in the cave, and he's, there's one Manjari there. And my Radhika, and she's showing. So then Krishna walks in the cave and says, what are you doing here? what's going on? And then they stop playing, they become very shy, and Radharani covers, because Radharani was feeling relaxed, so her hair was like this and just looking, and then Manjari, they're just speaking like two girlfriends, sakis, and 114, 112, 113 Manjari and the Saki. So then Krishna come. So then Radharani's looking very shy from the corner of her eye. And then Krishna says, and Radharani says, I'm teaching this Manjari how to play veena. Acha, well, can I hear? He said, no. And then Radharani looks at the Manjari, okay, now's your examination. Here's your final exam. Well, wait a minute, I just finished class, now my final exam, and that's not fair. I didn't have time to study or practice. No, this is it. There's, the examiner has come. This is the biggest examiner, is Krishna. So then he's come. So then, she just, in Radharani's glance, she says, yes, you should play, and don't worry, have confidence, I'll help you all the way. So then, touching the veena, then the Manjari plays veena, and Krishna's there listening, and it's so nice. Krishna's, he doesn't even know, because he's feeling like this veena is being played by Radharani, and when the Manjari is vibrating the strings of the veena, then those strings are vibrating the heart of Krishna. And they're making him feel too much attracted to Radharani. And what more can a Manjari do than that? Than attract Krishna to Radharani. So Krishna's feeling so much, this is Radharani is speaking to me. And when Radharani plays the veena in the rasa dance, she attracts Krishna's heart. She melts Krishna's heart with her veena. Then Krishna takes his flute out. then Vamshidhara. He started, so there Krishna starts playing his flute with the Manjari, with his eyes closed. He's thinking that he forgot that it was on a Manjari because of the way she's playing, the mood, because you can play, but there's the mood of how you play an instrument. The your bhav, your expertise and your bhav, your ego, many things go into the expression of music, singing and playing instrument. You must be knowing if you like that. So everything this Manjari is doing is all Mahabhav. It's just Radharani's Mahabhav. So Krishna's feeling and thinking this is Radharani's playing. And forgets about the Manjari and thinks it's only Radharani. So he's playing his flute and together they're playing and Radharani's looking and listening. Whoa. This Manjari has learned so expertly and so well that I'm thinking and Shama's thinking that I'm playing. And I'm not sitting here watching. I am playing, and somebody else is me watching me play my veena for Krishna. But that somebody else is actually Radharani's expansion, her Manjari, her Kayavyuha Manjari, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. So this is the experience that the great devotees, they see the devotees in their dreams. Oh, Rupa Goswami, when will I see you? And many prayers they write. Narottam is writing about Rupa, Rupa's writing about Sanatan or Lord Gauranga. Because they're seeing them, they have the experience. They have the experience of Radha Krishna's Leela, they see them in their bhajan, then they write about it. They see the great devotees, they come and visit them, then they write prayers to them. And this Siddha Krishnadas Baba, he lived about 100 years ago. He wrote the Bhavanasara Sangraha, Gorgovinda Smarana Leela, Gorgovinda Leela Smarana Gutika. It's like Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela together. So he was just doing meditation. Then he saw Radharani came to him. Sanatan Goswami came to him. And Darshan, Sanatan Goswami, they were together. Sanatan Goswami and Radharani. And telling him to write this Gutika, and Radharani is empowering him. Yes, you'll be. I'll give you all blessings to understand all these leelas and all that. And he woke up. He was divinely inspired by the visit. It's called visitation. Like sometimes they say, visitation by UFOs or some, UFO means some spaceship from another planet. UFO, unidentified flying object. It's an American thing.
And the law in Russia.
What do you say?
NLO.
Yeah, you have another way to say. So these some planets nearby the Earth, there's some very smart people there, or beings, or whatever they are, and they have their own spaceships and very highly evolved yantras and machinery and whatnot, much more than we have on Earth. And they sometimes fly around here. They say. I never saw Bhoot or Prate. Bhoot or Prait or Pishachi or a ghost, but they all exist. Vaitalas, Pratas, Bhutas, Pishachis, there are all kinds of subtle beings that are described in Puranas and briefly mentioned here and there, I think even in Bhagavat Puran. I don't see them, but they're there. And the underworld, the real underworld, the invisible world of the mental plane, they live on the mental plane. We have a little bit of mental plane between inside here. We have a little plane, the level, the stage. We have our mental plane. The mental plane is all pervading. It's one of the vibhutis. It's one of the bhutis of the elements of the creation. Man, mind. Bhumi rapo nala vayu kamano buddhir evacha ahankara timan me bina prakriti ashtata. Ashta Prakriti, Krishna is telling in Gita, 7th chapter. Ashta Prakriti, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. You know, must be knowing this verse. So these are elements of this world. Mind is everywhere. Some psychologists, they talk about universal mind and these type of things. So in that mind layer, in that layer of man surrounding the earth, that mind layer, so many tamasic beings are there, so many sattvic beings are there, the the apsaras, the vidyadharas, the siddhas, Vidyadhara, who became a Vidyadhara means one of these subtle beings. He got cursed and he became a snake, a python, but he was in Krishna's Leela trying to swallow Nanda Maharaj. The story is called Vidyadhara Liberated. Vidya means knowledge. Vidyadhara. He was one of these subtle beings. So we don't see them, but we can see them. People that are called mediums and whatever you call them.
Alcoholics.
Excuse me?
Alcoholics.
Extra sense.
Well, alcoholics, because they kind of get into heavy tamagun, and then they get opened up to that region. They're more susceptible to that. And also drug experiences, altering the consciousness, the levels and stages of consciousness by various means, you can see these beings. But like in the Bible, they talk about it also. They talk about the angels. In the Bible, they talk about angels. Angels as wings are Gandharvas.
Yeah.
Gandharvas have a human-like form with wings. I believe so. Some subtle characters have no wings. They just fly around, you know, whatever, in the mental plane. So the Chinmaya Deha of the spiritual liberated souls, they can easily come. You know, 100 years ago, Sanatana Goswami is visiting and giving association instructions and blessings to Siddha Krishna. So he can't come now?
Is it common experience to many devotees?
This type of thing is not very common. The common experience of most devotees is when they chant Hare Krishna, they fall asleep.
But what's the price to see? What's the price to see?
What's the price to see?
The faith?
Hankering? Faith, we all have faith. That's a common denominator with all of us sitting here. So what's the difference between all of us? What is the content? What is the content of our hankering? And what is our ideal? What is our cherished ideal? What are we shooting for? What do we desire? You know, six people are chanting Hare Krishna. What are they all thinking? You know, they sometimes say that, you know, you're sitting next to the guru, you're chanting the same mantra, he's chanting mantra. What are you thinking? What is he thinking? Probably different. Probably categorically different. So we have to individually cherish the highest aspiration and really hanker for that. and trying also to be like those beings that we want to be. We have to qualify. Because you say, what's the price to have the experience of these great ascended masters? If you want to use a type of term that materialists use, ascended masters are liberated souls, mukta jivas, perfected beings, premi bhaktas, nitya siddhas. What's the price to pay to have their visitation or darshan? It's not you can't calculate it like that. That's svatantra. This whole plane of svatantra means independence. They want to come, they come. They don't want to come, they don't come. But wanting them to come, if you want me, then you may get me. You know, if you really want me, you may get me, or whatever. But we're not wanting and not hankering and not desiring. It's because if Krishna is Bhaktivatsalya, the Vaishnava is Kripambudi. Vaishnava is Kripambudi. Ambudi means ocean, and Kripa means mercy. And you say, Vancha Kalpadruvyascha, Kripa Sindha Vaivacha. Ambudi means Sindhu, Kripa Sindhu. He's an ocean of mercy. And not only that, he's a Kalpavriksha tree. Vancha Kalpatru. That's the Vaishnava. Who's more sensitive than? It's just like, that's why Prabhupada says people take shelter of Radharani, because she's the compassionate side of Krishna. Krunamayi Radha. She's much more compassionate than Krishna. Krishna's a little hard. So then, the devotees are there. The devotees, Krishna, Radharani and Krishna, they don't have this title. They may be called Karunamayi or Bhaktivatsalya. But the devotee of the Lord has this title, Kripa Shakti Murti. You must be hearing, it's a common thing. He is the very murti or form of Kripa. Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das. I remember when I was doing interviewing Babaji's in 1990, and meeting some different Babaji's around the corner and asking them about their experiences. And they were saying, and that's in the book also, that sometimes when they were doing a Kunda Kirtan, this is their telling. Just like we in ISKCON, we tell the story of Prabhupada having a visitation by Rupa Goswami. We call it a visitation by higher beings. We had the Sakshat Darshan of Rupa Goswami in his kutia. We saw him there. So that's gospel for us. We believe it. We hear it from our seniors. And it comes down in our tradition, that story and that belief and that experience of our founder Acharya. So similarly here at Radhakund, they have different stories like that. So we can reject them or we can accept them. So when I inquired from some of them, they said, when we're doing a Kanda Kirtan in front of Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi there, Gopinath Mandir, Pichai, sometimes we've seen late at night, at 1 o'clock or early morning, whatever you want to call it, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., that we can't see very clearly, but some figure, human figure, comes out from the samadhi. Comes out. A person walks by us and sometimes stops and glances at us and then goes down the steps, takes snan, Radhakund snan, bath in Radhakund, then comes back and we see water, and goes back and we see water dropping, going inside.
It's like the human size people.
Yeah, they see like they just see like they think it's, they say, and they say maybe it's Raghunath Das. They've told me. So okay, you can reject all what it is, and it's not scientific and this, that, okay, whatever. But as this devotee was mentioning, it is the price faith, and of course that's always there. That's the substratum of any experience in bhakti. The substratum of any experience in bhakti is Shraddha, Vishwas, faith. The Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Sudrida Vishwas, Sudrida, very firm, Sudrida, very strong, unbreakable faith. That's the type of faith of the devotee. Do or die, I'll chant Hare Krishna. So if you really had that thing, Krishna, you're testing me, I'm not going to stop my 64 rounds no matter what. So this is Dhruva. This is Dhruva Natir. This is the 18th chapter of Gita, 1878, last verse. Dhruva Natir Mama. Dhruva means it's fixed, it's steady, like Dhruva, you know, the little baby, the child in the fourth count of Dhruva, Maharaj Dhruva. So that Drida, that determination, was being tested. By Krishna it can become tested, or by Maya. So what is this? You just get someone just blows on your house and then you quit, you know. You gotta fight. Prabhupada said that being a devotee is declaring a war against Maya. So Maya comes in your brain. Maya comes in front of your face with a dhoti on. Or what is speaking of the sari? That's really bad. But a dhoti, you know, it's all a test. Your mind is a test. Your mind is testing you. That's Maya. A body, the government. Or the government's testing you. They bulldoze the temple one night. You're sleeping there, and a bulldozer arrives and starts knocking down the walls. Hey, wait a minute, Jack. We're sleeping inside. We don't care. Die. Better you die. It's a big test.
You have to see that this Krishna's testing, right? Always.
I don't know that I would always blame everything on Krishna, and maybe because sometimes it may be just straight our prarabdha, our karma is coming, because our free will, our prarabdha, our inherited karmas from last life that are immediately working on our brain and bodies are called prarabdha, and aprarabdha and bija and kutam are lying behind waiting to come up on stage in various time periods or lifetimes. So this prarabdha can also be harassing us, because there's two things going on in every jiva's life: is free will and karma. what we say destiny, providence, etc., which is us, the reactions of our deeds from last life. So that's about 90% of the whole activity of our lives is sorting out and digesting our karma. And 10% is our free will attempt to improve our situation. So sometimes the testing is not always necessarily directly connected to Krishna. Ultimately, everything is connected to Krishna by three gunas and Paramatma and Devanetrena, Karmana Devanetrena, Jantar Deha Papatihe, third canto of Bhagavatam. How do you get a body? It's arranged from the Paramatma, Devas, and Karmana Devanetrena. Your karma, then the Devas means the demigods, and your karma, and the Adi Dev, Sri Krishna, Narayan, Vishnu. Deo Papatiye. Kapila said this is how you get the bodies, by karma. So the cause of the opposition to us can sometimes just be coming from our Prarabdha. Our Prarabdha is we go in the Sarisati, 7.5 years of Saturn, transiting between three different planets. It's called the transit of Saturn. It's called 7.5 years of Saturn. It's our karma. It's our Prarabdha in this body, in this life. This is our karmic chart, astrology chart. So we have to face it. We have to face it. And it's challenging us because it's so much tamaguna, so much disturbance in the brain, slowness, frustration, inability to accomplish anything. Saturn is testing us. Saturn, which is giving us our karma, which our karmas are testing us. So you can't say it's Krishna's testing us. Our karma is testing. Our karma, karmic fall, is testing our free will to surrender and serve Krishna. How strong is your free will and your surrender? How strong is your determination and sankalpa, your resolve or vow to chant 64 rounds, do or die? Like in Kartik, once we had a group of devotees with us here in the ashram, and we had a rather rigid schedule of early rising and chanting and bath before sunrise in Radhakund and many ashtakams and dandavats. We would recite, we would say the name Surabdhamana Goswami Pad, and then we would say Surabdhamana Goswami Lita Sakhi. We would say Gauri identity, then Krishna identity. And we had a piece of paper I would recite, and then Ki Jai. We would remember those Vaishnavas. We had like 40, 50 Vaishnavas, and key Vaishnavas, and then about 40, 50, it was 108 altogether, 108 dandavats, not 3,000 every day, just to have a sampling of the idea. And it was men here in this room. There was men, that thing wasn't there, and some ladies would be on the veranda and listening through the window. You know, they were stay outside or like that, and some men were here. So now I would say like this, and then I would say then we pay obeisances. I'm very strict, difficult. So people are saying, oh, this is so much, you know, then Prikma's Giraj and all. I said, well, you know, I said, and I coined a phrase, and I said, anyway, do or die, it's all for Rai. Rai means Radharani, R-A-I. Rai is the name for Radharani. So do or die, it's all for Rai. You know, you do this Kartik Brat and get up early, and there's so many rounds, this, that, everything, all these things, in class, and Harinam, oh, it's like... going crazy for Krishna at least 1 month a year, and then so better if you don't do it anyway. You do, and if you die, then okay, next life you keep doing, but don't quit. The idea is don't quit. Do. If you don't do, then die and try to do in your next life. Pick it up again. So now, okay, we're doing 64 rounds, and you have your friend, he's your association, he's a good friend helping you, and you're that. Just to have an association of one is so great, because 1 + 1 = 3. Because when one devotee gets together with another devotee and they're both serious, that makes Krishna. 1 devotee + 1 devotee = Krishna. 1 + 1 = 3, isn't it? So okay, like we have a phrase in America, I can go anywhere. I'll even go to hell as long as I have a friend. But anywhere in the world without a friend is hell. But hell with a friend is heaven. This, in other words, it was an idea to understand the value of friendship. You understand, friend, huh? The value of friendship. would you mind going to hell? I wouldn't like to go to hell alone. But if I go with a friend, it's okay. We'll joke and stuff. Burn and joke or whatever. But I don't want to go to heaven alone. Well, the most beautiful place, Hawaii, 6-foot waves, 10-foot waves, great weather, beautiful weather. Alone? Ah, how boring. I mean, for most people, they like sangha. Sangha means association. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes Krishna Radharani, that's sangha. Rahasya sangha. It's called Rahasya sangha. Secret, private. And sometimes 16,000 gopis in the Rasa Lila. Padma Puran says 3 million gopis in Maharas dance. That's heavy sangha. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. In the third canto of Bhagavatam. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. At Karana Rasayana Kata. It's like an association of bodies. It's like mama virya. There's 7 gona rasas. Vira ras and Bhuta ras, Chamatkara ras, Vibhatsa ras, Rodra ras, Karuna ras, and you know, all these things. There's 7. Hatsya ras. So one of them is this Vira ras. It's gona rati. 7 gona ratis. Madhurya Sakya Vatsalya is Mukirati, right? Rasa. So one is Virarasa. Virarasa means chivalry, power, heroism, like Kshatriya. Heroism in love sports, you know, Krishna's Danavir or whatever. So it means very powerful. So this Satam Prasangam Mama Virya Samvado. My Virya, my strength, I get strength and I get courage and strength from satsang. Satam prasangam mamavirya samvidho. It's a nice verse. So this mamavirya samvidho. Samvad. Samvido means samvad. Ramananda samvad. Samvad means discussions. Samvad. Vad means, you know, speech and collective. Samvad. So when we all get together and speak questions and answers, then it makes gives great strength and encouragement. So I think we're out of time. We started a little late. We started at 5. Now it's 6:07. What time is it?
6:25.
Huh?
6:25.
Oh, even later than I thought. So 2 hours became 1.5 hours. Any more questions? I mean, there was a long question or discussion.
You mentioned Rai.
You came together, yeah. What did you? He was first, yeah.
Rai is name of Radharani.
Excuse me?
Rai?
Rai, R-A-I, Rai. Yeah.
Can you explain the meaning, please?
As far as I know, what is the meaning of Rai? I think it means queen or something. It has something to do with queen. Like, you know, we say Vrindavan Ishri. Mm-hmm. Ishri means controller. Mm-hmm. But we translate it as queen. So I believe Rai Raj. Prabhupada wrote a letter in 1968 to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And he said, I mean, it's an amazing thing because they had this festival in Vrindavan. He said, our next festival will be festival of Rai Raj. And in this festival, Radharani will sit on a throne. You can dress up Radharani so she's sitting on a throne. And Krishna becomes her kotwari. Kotwari means chokidar, her gatekeeper. So Radharani is, now you see temples, even Hungary they do. But they do in Gokulananda temple in Vrindavan after Kartik, I think 1 or 2 days after Kartik. They Radharani's standing, like she's just standing like this, like a deity. But then they put 2 legs. They make it look like she's sitting on a chair. They get some plastic legs and go out like this. So it looks like she's just sitting. Make some chair. Some way they do. And they have plastic legs and 2 little. And Krishna, they move the Krishna deity down. And he's playing the flute. I mean, the deity. So on his hands, they put a shield, you know, a round metal shield, like somebody fighting with a sword. He has a sword and a shield, yeah. You know, like this. So then Krishna, and so then they stick in his hand or whatever, a sword, or in his belt, you know, and he's got this shield. So then so he's down a few steps looking at Radharani. That's called Rai Raj Darshan. So Prabhupada said, you can have this festival in New York. 1968, letters there and letters book. So I guess they did. But I never saw that afterwards. When I joined, we never had such a festival with our little Utsav deities. Because New York had brass, you know, big marble deities and small with Sabdiris, you know, Radha Govinda. So that Rai, it was used in that letter. Rai, Raj means Krishna, mm-hmm. Rasaraj, and Rai means Radharani.
Like a Rajan queen.
Yeah, like Sorry. That. Rani. If you want to use it. King and queen in English, king and queen,
yeah.
Or in Hindi is Raj and Rani. Like Rani means queen. Rani, Raj. The Maharaj of Jayapur and the Maharani. You must hear this term, the Maharani. The Maharaj of Jayapur and the Maharani have come. Or? No. Oh yeah, no, you didn't ask.
May I ask in Russian, but my
That's okay, he can translate or
Вот, то есть мы начали вот это повторение, да, 64 группы, и там начали происходить особые такие вещи. Вот почему преданные нас как-то начали немножко там давить, вот, начали происходить определенные трансформации со скоростью.
We started chanting and why
You know Russian also? You're a Russian person? I'm the oddball out here. Everybody knows Russian.
And the main problem was that the chanting transformed. It wasn't like you chant normally, but because of the quantity, something changed and the chanting became...
Quantity, you're trying to say that your experience is due to quantity, but it's, in your case, it's due to quantity and quality.
Yeah.
Because it's all relative. Because you're thinking that 64 is a serious quantity because you're usually doing 16. But I know devotees who chant 5 lakhs a day and 4 lakhs a day. So they hear 1 lakh, they say, oh, that's nothing. But you're having such experiences from 1 lakh. So for them, they see the relativity of it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm emphasizing quality. You're saying you're attributing the cause of your result or experience to quantity. And I'm saying it's a combination. Ultimately, I think it's quality only, but you're saying it's quantity. Because of quantity, I had this experience. But you follow the logic?
Yeah.
If someone's chanting 5 lakhs, they'll say, hey, you won't even get started until you finish 3. You think, well, wait a minute, I'm doing 1. Because you mentally thought that this is 4 times my usual quota, and it's taking a long time, and I'm really concentrating, I'm really praying, which means you've increased your quality. So the essence of what your argument, which is the actual essence, is not quantity, but quality. So now taking that back to my original principle, if you're only chanting 4 rounds a day, or 8, or 6, or 16, and it improve the quality like anything, you can have the same experience in less time that you're chanting 64. It's not quantity. Because I hear that all the time when people preach about the Holy Name. So you chant 64, you know, more numbers, because they're not actually seriously analyzing, you know, the whole situation. Because their worldview is 1 lakh or 2 lakhs or whatever, 3. But then there's a whole other group of people chanting 5 or 6 lakhs a day.
Yeah.
How they do, I don't know. I can't even imagine how it's done. I mean, it's inconceivable to me. It's possible because our Haridas Thakura was chanting 3 lakhs in about 15 hours a day. That's in the histories. 15 hours a day. He also slept.
Where is it?
I don't know whether he stopped or not, but... You know, but it's said, I know here and there, I just, over the years, I can't say in this chapter, this verse, mm-hmm. It's not some Sanskrit shloka, it's some biographies here and there. And I think if you calculate that, I think at 5 minutes around or 4 minutes around, it comes out to 15 hours, whatever it is.
Okay.
It was a reasonable time. You know, it's like, it's not like 1 minute around or something like that. It's like 4 or 5 minutes around, whatever. Times 192 comes out to 16 hours or so.
But sometimes we meet people who have the speed of like 1 minute around.
Excuse me?
Sometimes we meet people.
Well, yeah, well, I met many, you know, Babaji's is either chanting 5 or 6, so that must be what they're doing. I mean, it's like, they're also sleeping.
5, 6
lakhs.
Oh, okay.
Another 5 times 64. 6 times 64.
Mm.
I was just like, okay, you know, and they're old Asian. What can a fly say about Garuda? I mean,
mm-hmm. Is it okay to ask about your speed of chanting? Like,
I chant about 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Five and a half, six.
Uh-huh.
And I don't you know, worry about it.
Yeah, usual.
I chant a few hours, you know, a certain number of hours. I don't put on numbers. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sometimes a little tired, and I go slower. I mean, we're not a machine. I'm not a machine. You just turn on the button every 5 minutes. You know, sometimes I rest at 1 a.m. So I get to chant. It's like, you know, it's obvious. I mean, I'm not that mechanically oriented. I can't chant. But that's my basic, when I'm everything regulated type thing, it's 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's why, because I often think to chant three, I really like to chant three lakhs a day. I think, oh, yeah, 6 minutes is a lot of hours, it's a long time. And I discussed with my guru, and he said, you chant as much as you can, but anything you do, you can realize Krishna. He's a pundit also. He's a pundit. He said, by studying, by speaking, by kirtan, by harinam, you know, Krishna is everywhere realizable. Because he kind of emphasized the quality also. I mean, 64 is like the kind of standard entrance fee, you know, entrance level for most Gaudiyas. But then when you're discussing more than that, then there's, that's not just chanting, although for some that may be their way to contact Krishna and realize Krishna. So they really emphasize that. That's great. But it's not the only way to realize Krishna. As is said clearly in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that any of the limbs of devotion can give prema if it's your total absorption. Especially these five can very quickly give prema. It says prema upajaya, you know, prema rises in the heart. I mean, actually descends into the heart. I mean, if bhakti is, you know, bhakti appears by the arrangement of Krishna, bhakti comes in the heart or by the arrangement of the guru. And once bhakti comes, and then it can expand with the ingress of ladini shakti. Now our bhakti is not mixed with ladini and samvit. It's like waiting. I mean, bhava, at the level of bhava, then bhava bhakti, then ladini and samvit can be injected into the heart. Then our bhakti will become pure bhakti. It's all another discussion. Time is less. But I think you emphasize the quality. What was the question? What was his question?
You actually answered.
Oh.
Question about speed. This is normal, but it's speed.
I don't know what's normal. I know people say, you know, whatever. It's so normal. As we said, the norm is 1 minute around. The norm is, what is the norm? The mean norm, the mean average is like, it's 1 minute around to 7.5 minutes, so seven and one is eight, so the norm is 4 minutes around. If the lowest average is 1 minute and the average is 7.5, then that becomes the mean average. The mean average is 4 minutes, which is fast.
Norm is quality.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I emphasize that.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows. I mean, it's not some secret or something like that. Everyone knows if you really absorb, you know, you absorb, it takes you one or two rounds to wake up, but if you start getting, just drop right in and tune in, I mean, by a few rounds you're having experiences. The name is so powerful. And how many? Already 16 rounds is 25,000 names, 27,000 names. It's not a small number. But if you have time, chant. But then everything has to be there. Guru's order, the seva, everything. It's like, ultimately everything, I mean, there's one verse in 7th canto, 7:15:25. Narada Muni is telling how to conquer different things by the yoga system and by mind control. Anger can be controlled by peace or whatever, all these things. Then he says, Etat Sarvam Guru Bhaktiya Purusho Yanjasa Jayat. This is 7:15:25 of the Bhagavatam. He says, after listing all these things, how to control calm, crowd, low, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness, how to transcend the three modes of nature, how to get free from the adiatmic miseries, kleshas, adiatmic, adibhotika, adidaivaka. You know, he tells each one how to get free from all these. Then finally he says, but one can get free from all of these things. Etat saram. Etat means this. Saram means all. Etat saram guru bhaktiya. Etat sarvam guru bhaktiya purusha yanjasa jayat jayate jayet 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 means one can all these etat sarvam, all these things, purusha, the person, yanjasa, immediately can conquer jayat. You can conquer all these things by guru bhakti. Guru bhakti means, I wrote an article on Facebook about it a month ago or so. Guru bhakti, it was called Love Your Guru. That was the title of the article. And guru bhakti means that you love your guru and you serve your guru and you carry out his teachings and you pray to him, remember him. All these things is guru. What is every single Gaudiya Vaishnava, Brahma Muhurt Hour, he sings Samsara Dhavana Aliloka. You know, in an organized way, in an institution, sitting alone in a kutia, dark, no electricity, no inverter, nothing. Samsara Dhavana Aliloka. And then the Shruti Phal, the last verse is Shrimad Guru Vashtagama Echat Uche Brahma Muhurti Padati Prayatnyat Yastena Vrindavana Nasa Sekshat Sevaya Sevaya Labya Janasanteva Janas Anta Eva Anta. At the end of this jana, at the end of this body, we'll get Sekshat Seva, the Sekshat Seva Vrindavanath, the Lord of Vrindavan will get direct Seva of him. If Shrimad Guru Vashtam Etat Uche Brahma Muhurti Padati Priyatya. If during the Brahma Muhurta time, you know, like 2 hours before sunrise, whatever, roughly, different things, somewhere around that, 2 hours before sunrise is 6, or say 7, now it's around 7, so 5, 4:35, 4:35:30, like this. If one sings this prayer, then this blessing he'll get. He'll get the direct service of Krishna and Vrindavan. Uchai means loudly. He just speaks it. Some Saturday, I go sometimes, I'm bathing, you know, around 6:30 or so, and then Radhakund, I hear people sing, you know, Babaji sing while they're bathing or like this, you know, or in their kuti. So everyone is praying, you know, is trying to cultivate, in other words, I'm giving you this as an example of guru bhakti, remembering the guru, tri sandhyam, remembering guru morning, noon, and night. Guru is everything. Guru has given me everything. And so where's your spurtis of guru? Maybe we want to see Radha and Krishna when we chant and have darshan, or we want a visitation of Rupa Goswami. What about a visitation of our Diksha Guru? He's not even in a celestial plane, he's in a tangible plane. He, you know, looks like us, you know. Guru, hands, and others. So why don't we see him in our dream? Why don't, you know, no bhakti? If a man loves his wife, he sees her in his dream. Isn't it a common thing? If you like girls, you see girls in your dream, or you see boys. Isn't it? Because of attachment. Bhakti, what, not bhakti. It's not the wrong word, but attachment. It's so called, you know, whatever, lust, love, whatever you want to call it. It's so intense that you have a vision, or you talk to them in a dream, they talk to you, they say, you nonsense, why don't you give me more money? You know? I saw you last night in my dream, you were asking for more money. Well, yeah, forget about the dream, I'm right in front of you, give me more money. The wife. So it's like, the guru, it's like, what could be more? That's the time when the gurus, when you're, the God brothers are going against you, then you turn. You say, Prabhupada, you're the father. These are all your. I'm your son. These are your sons and daughters. They're all going against me. I had so much experience with Prabhupada a couple of years ago. Because I was desperate. Oh, father, you know, when the Christians say, "Oh, father, help me." Oh, my spiritual father, help me. You know, this is what's going on here. It's an amazing thing. Yeah, I served in an institution for 40 years, and then I think I'll turn it off.